Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this on-location review episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here at the Thorpe Park Resort for Fright Nights, but Fright Nights with a difference. This year, it's the Fierce Duval. It's myself, Mikey. I'm here with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm excited. I've heard good things and I'm excited to see loads of scare zones.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, very different. First of all, we need to say a huge thank you to Thorpe Park for being able to put on a fantastic event. I've heard amazing stuff, but I've kept my eyes off any vlog, any online stuff. I've tried to keep away apart from the fantastic reviews we've been hearing, especially about the scare zone. So usually Thorpe Park, you'll have a nice handful of scare mazes. This season, very different. It's all scare zones with two up charge scare mazes. Now, Thorpe Park have never charged for their mazes before, except for The Passing in 2013, I think.
Containment.
And obviously Containment rather than Escape Game. But yeah, other than that, it was like, I think £3 maybe 7 years ago for The Passing. But instead now, it's two main attractions. It's Platform 15 coming back again and a brand new attraction, Roots of Evil. Now, we can't take you within the attractions, unfortunately, today, but we will give you our full in-depth review as soon as we get out of the two upcharge scare mazes. We have been filming a mini scare cam episode today. We've just been on the Swarm. And guess what, guys? My voice is on the Swarm Dispatch. Whoop, whoop. So excited. It's really cool. So go and check out Scare Cam for that. And then we're going to go around all the scare zones, take some visuals and tell you what we think over on Scare Cam as well. So check that out, youtube.com/scaretrack. So we've got Platform 15 coming up at 6 o'clock. You're looking forward to it? You know, that's always been a very hit and miss one, hasn't it, Hannah?
I've never enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be brutal. Take me mask off. I'm going to be brutally honest. It's never sort of hit the note for me. It's always just been a walk through in the dark and then a walk through a dark tunnel.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that I've only gone through it twice.
Yeah.
And the second time I went through it, we had a Easter.
Yeah, we were stuck for half an hour.
We were stuck for half an hour with nothing to do. So I'm not going in with massive expectations, so I might be surprised.
Yeah, definitely. Then Roots of Evil, I've kept away from any spoilers, so we'll see exactly what that's like. But again, I think it's two outdoor-style mazes, which makes sense because it's the year of COVID. And that's why I think this year they're focusing on the Festival and they're focusing on the Scare Zone. So we've got the Festival Arena, which is awesome. Again, there's some visuals. There's a fire show going on right now next to us. They've got Swarm Island Invasion. They've got the crows. We're yet to see the crows. What we'll do is we'll take you through each of the scare zone as well and let you know our full in-depth review about each individual scare zone as we get out. But first, let's head over to the Festival because I think the fire show is about to start. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So we are now in the Festival Arena, which is really cool, really fun. They've got the one big main stage with a fire show going on right now. They've got two mini stages behind it as well. Someone's got a sledgehammer, someone's playing with bubbles. Absolutely awesome little area. The characters are great, and I think the fire show is just finished as well. It's not quite dark yet, it's a bit dim. But we're looking forward to what it looks like in the full-on dark. But this area is awesome, isn't it, Hannah?
It is. I really like the lighting they've got going on. And then from what we saw earlier, the actors here are so on point. They're just grabbing you from... Well, not grabbing you physically, but...
grabbing your attention.
Hello.
Hello.
Grabbing
your attention from every which way. It's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. It really is a cool atmosphere sort of area. It's getting a little bit busy now, but we loved it earlier. We're going to wait until it gets dark as well. And then we're going to go and check out some more scare zones.
Are you sure? Because I can turn this into something more. Into my cloak, I put my glove, and look, I'll come. It's up. So,
It wasn't a dove. What I do love about the Fearsible Arena is that it's not just the fire show, it's not just the music, the atmosphere, the lights, the smoke, but all the characters here are really, really good. Fantastic acting ability, amazingly wrote strict scripting. Throughout the day, they have like a big story that progresses with different characters, different skits. At the moment, we've got a magician on stage. He's like I don't think he's a very good magician, but no one will tell him that, of course. He'll kill you. But it's really good, really enjoying it. I was made to juggle. They wanted to know what my skill was, and my skill was juggling, so check out Scarecam for that. But yeah, such a fun, cool area. Loving this festival. And I believe that it was all done with the fire show and whatnot by our sponsors, UVE. Right here then, folks. So we are going through Creek Freaks Unchained. We went through a little bit earlier. Hello.
Howdy.
We went through a little bit earlier as well. It was all daylight then, but it was still terrifying. There's some great visuals over on Scarecam, youtube.com/scaretrack. But I thought we'd take you in here and give you a full in-depth review when we get out. Got that fantastic soundtrack. Oh, Hannah's gone. Whoa! Jeez. Wow. They are crazy in here. Whoa! Hello. Okay.
Get those chicken legs moving, boy.
Okay, I've got to run. They're making me run away. I tell you what, they are so good in here. Whew. Earlier, it was very, very quiet. So Hannah literally got like three chainsaws in the corner, didn't you? And then again, you know what? The actors in this area are so well trained and so in your face. They literally, it feels like the axes and the chainsaws are literally millimeters from your face. As he said, honestly, right, they are.
I don't know how they do it. It feels like it's just brushing past your face.
They're so good, and the ones with the axes at the beginning as well. It feels how they don't hit people with them. I mean, they're very, very clever. What they've done, obviously, it has to be socially distant scares, so let's use big axes, big chainsaws, yeah, things like that to keep, you know, things away from you. And it works so well, doesn't it? We can take our masks off now.
Absolutely,
we've come out.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I think I said it on the Scarecam earlier, I preferred Creek Freaks Unchained more than the actual Scare Maze.
Me too, but I do think from reviews that we read that we had a bad run last year.
Yeah, we only had the one run. I understand there was issues with actors. They didn't have a lot of actors in that day last year. This year, oh my gosh, we're only here on a random quiet Wednesday, but I think they're all in because actors are in abundance. There's so many in the festival area.
Three chainsaws there in that scare zone, in that just little walkthrough we just did then. That's more than we had in the maze.
More than we had in the maze, yeah. More actors in that scare zone than there was in the maze that we saw last year. More chainsaws. It was really, really good. Like I say, so far so good here at Thorpe Park Resort for their Fright Nights Festival event. Loving the Festival Arena. Going through Creek Freaks Unchained, really, really good as well. Like I say, we've got a few more scare zones to do. But the time is now approaching 6 o'clock, where we've booked in for our first maze, which is the returning platform at 15. It's a different entrance now. The entrance is the exit, and the exit is the entrance. It's all been turned over on its head. So we're going to go through now. Like I said earlier, we can't take you through this one, but I'll let you know our full in-depth review as soon as we get out. Okie dokie. So we have just come out of Platform 15, slightly revamped for 2020, and that actually exits into the Creek Freak Unchained Scare Zone, which I'm glad because it gives the end of a maze a bit of a better ending, really, because then you get to go through the scare zone. Now we need to be honest, like we are with every single episode, every single scare cam. We like to be honest, we keep our integrity. That might be why we're no longer invited to press nights, but I'd rather you guys who listen and support
us. I'd rather laugh about that
than cry about it. Yeah, out of than lie. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And so far, the day here at Thorpe Park has been fantastic. Roads have been walk-on. COVID secure measures have been fantastic. I can't knock them for that. And the two scare zones that we've experienced so far have been great as well. Platform 15, now don't get me wrong, there were some actors in there working really hard, weren't there?
There were some actors working really hard. However, if that was a scare zone, I would have enjoyed it, but not as much as I've enjoyed the Creek Freak scare zone.
Yeah.
So the fact that that was an actual attraction,
cost a tenner
and
now,
charge of £10 per person, it just felt really flat to me.
Yeah,
like actors were saying to me, "He's gonna get you," and I'm like, "Who's he?"
The conductor, but it's not obvious enough.
How do you know that?
She tells you at the beginning, but it's not obvious enough.
Who told us at the beginning?
The lady, the girl just after the first room, she's like, "On search for the conductor or something."
So the story is so vague. The actors were working really hard. The scares weren't there. I felt like we were just walking the whole way through. I liked the lighting at the end, and I liked that the train was now on its side with fire. But apart from that, it was exactly the same as last year, and as underwhelming as
Yeah,
last year.
I think that's the issue, is the fact that, I mean, and also, we need to appreciate the fact that we've got a Halloween at all. It is a very tough Halloween, it is difficult, but we've been through some attractions that have been absolutely fantastic and amazing, and Platform 15, it's an outdoor attraction, it makes sense to have it because it is outdoors, it works, it's more COVID secure that way. And like I say, the actors were working hard in there. I just think ever since this, I just don't think it's been designed well as a scare maze, has it? It's more of just a walkthrough. Like you say, it would work better as just a standard scare zone.
Yeah, I appreciated that all the actors were trying hard, and I could see that they were trying hard. It just didn't hit the note for me.
I think there's some really nice visuals. The visual of the mist over the bridge. I like that they've added an extra ending as well.
Was bodies in the bridge.
Bodies in the water.
Like in the water when you walked over the bridge. I really liked that.
Yeah. There's some sections that are quite pretty. I like that, you know, the train's now on its side, so the story's progressed.
There's some sections of the scare zones that are pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, I enjoyed it, but I don't see how it's different from the scare zones that they've created this year.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why that's an upcharge.
Well, one,
I would have much preferred for them to have opened something and done something different to a scare zone and charged me for it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. There was no difference to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, definitely. It is a difficult, the fact that the mazes have been free for however many years and then to go to an upcharge. That is because of COVID, obviously, to help numbers. We're lucky it's a quieter day. Still bunched up a bit with the group in front of us and the group behind us, but not dramatically. The worst part for that, and I don't want to be too negative, I want to be honest, there's some really nice visuals in there, and the actors are working hard, I'd say. I don't think there's been a bad actor so far all night here. It's been amazing. They really are working their asses off. There's lots of actors. I think, like I say, it's just been designed as too open, too outdoorsy, not enough music, not enough atmosphere. Yeah. It doesn't really lend. Actors have got a tough job to scare in there. And I got, you know, we didn't get any scares, unfortunately, but that's because we're tougher. You know, we're used to scares, especially towards the end of October. But it is a very hard maze for them to act in. It's not quite pitch black yet. It's just slightly darker as well. It gets, obviously, the darker it gets, the scarier it should get. The worst part was the security guards just chilling out, chatting to one of the actors. The actor, one guy, he totally ignored us. The actors were just chatting to the security guard, discussing about, yeah, I heard there was an e-stop about half hour ago. Is that right? That's literally what I heard. And that upsets me a bit. That's upsetting.
I appreciate these conversations have to happen.
There was a hut they could have hidden.
Yeah, there was a hut right next. They were leaning against a hut that had curtains. They could have quite easily have gone into the hut and we had no idea they were there. But the fact that we saw them, the fact that we heard that they were just chatting casually, and there was an actor that was being paid there that didn't give us a scare, it just makes me feel a bit Nah.
It wouldn't have mattered if we hadn't seen him whatsoever.
Yeah,
just
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's a hook. Go and hide in the hook.
Yeah. It's a bit annoying that... Yeah, the fact that... I
class scare attractions as a theatre. So you need to get the mentality that you're on stage. The sound engineer wouldn't come to you in the middle of on stage and be like, can I talk to you? No, you do it in the wings. Yeah. Find your wings.
That's a very good point. Yeah, as soon as you're out there, you're on stage. So that took the towards the end in a way from me. Like I say, I was liking the new little bits of set pieces that were there. It needs more, but it's a very tough year, not only for us as people, but financially for these parks as well. It's been very, very tough. I understand that as well.
I think I preferred it last year.
Yeah, me too, yeah. But, oh well, don't worry. What is good about this season is the fact that the sheer amount of scare zones and what Thought Park are doing is scare zones correctly. They are doing them proper. No queues for them. Some are one way, some are free flow. The scare zones are phenomenal. We have got Roots of Evil in about 40 minutes. It's getting really nice and dark now. So we'll be able to experience a brand new attraction, Roots of Evil, another £10 upcharge. But we'll be able to do that completely in the pitch black. We haven't read any spoilers, know nothing about it. So quite excited about that one.
I'm really excited. And I'm also excited to experience the other scare zones.
Yeah, absolutely. Now it's nice and dark. The atmosphere's there. Let's go and check out some scare zones.
Yeah.
So we have arrived at the Howling of Lincolnthorpe High, one of the scare zones. And they're all in a nice little pose for a photo. Loving that. And these are, it's less of a scare zone and more of a sort of dance troupe, fun style scare zone. They're here just next to Colossus and Rush. And yeah, they're having the banging tunes. They've got a DJ set going. They've got lights. They've got the bus. They're doing skids all on the floor, interacting with a few scares here and there on some passing guests. But yeah, just a fun little atmosphere, isn't it, Hannah?
I'm really enjoying it. The tunes are banging, the DJ's got them going, and I'm waiting on a like and dance.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right, I'll go and slip him a few ones. All right, let's go. Oh, he likes you. Getting people staring you out now, Hannah.
Staring at you.
Oh, me? Oh, he's staring. Oh, he's staring at this. He's staring at the fluffy thing. He's staring at our microphone. I think he likes it.
There's a full moon on the 31st.
On the 31st of October, there's a full moon.
Oh, okay.
It's getting so close. And you can tell if we're getting a bit more, like, excited about it.
You can tell, absolutely.
I mean, my beard's been and my ears are in, but my nails are, I'm only got one eye. So it's like...
Oh.
Oh, it's like, you're here for the ceremony!
Okay, yeah, we'll watch you dance.
Okay, dance troupe time, guys. These are literally awesome. This is my new favourite place at Thought Park Fright Nights. So we are now in the queue for Roots of Evil, a brand new attraction here at Thought Park Resort for their Fright Nights Festival event. We know nothing about it. We've kept very spoiler free completely. We're in the queue line now. Awesome queue line actor, the army gear, is basically giving us the story of what's happening. We've got to go in there and help find his unit. Hannah, are you prepared to find his unit?
He had mesmerising contacts in, so...
You were just lost in his dreamy eyes.
In his eyes. No, I'm not ready.
Okay. Okay. Right, okay. So Hannah fancies the army man because of his dreamy eyes, and we are not ready to go through Roots of Evil. We're relatively close to the front. I don't think it'll take too long now. We walked on platform 15, but this one does have the bigger queue. I guess this one's probably sold more tickets, I guess. Like I say, it's an upcharge attraction this year. This is a tenner. Platform's a tenner. If you are a Merlin annual pass holder, it's £9 each. So, yeah.
What a bargain.
Oh, hey, what a bargain. You get a quid off. So, yeah, we're going to go through. We can't take you through here on the Scare Trap podcast. The audio is not allowed within the attractions here this year. However, we'll let you know what it's like as soon as we get out. Okie dokie. So, we have just come out of Roots of Evil. Save your tenner. Which sounds really bad. Again, this year, we've got to take so many extra things into account. Finances, you know, money, COVID, making sure it's COVID secure, everything. And we understand that, we do. That is the elephant in the room. And I think we've been acknowledging that probably more so than many other people throughout this whole experience. Some people have messaged us saying, pretend that COVID's not there and try and enjoy it. No, the whole point is that we've got to make sure that these, you know, that us as a country, as a world, are doing these things, but we've got to do them safely as well. That's literally it. So, we've also had some people praise us for how honest we're being, saying that we're the only people being honest this season. I don't think that's true. I think there's plenty of people are. But I can honestly say that there's a handful of people that are fabricating things, and we don't want to do that here. So, Roots of Evil, I'm really disappointed. The first thing was... We kept hearing it was promising to start with. The actor at the front was great. Hearing the sound effects and the warning of the fact that it's a free flow attraction, so actors may get close, but they're not going to hurt you, not going to touch you, all the usual stuff. So when I heard that it was a free flow attraction, I was very excited, because we all know that I believe the first free flow attraction in the UK, scare attraction wise, was Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah,
2014. I'm probably going to be wrong there. Cabin in the Woods, and that was a fantastic free flow attraction. Then Merlin continued with the free flow attractions, such as Subterra, Subspecies.
Since then, that Thought Park have sacked the person that understands what free flow means, and maybe just use the old audio, because that wasn't free flow.
Well, no, it was a linear style attraction, but let's take that aside. So it was a linear attraction, which I was going to say, free flow in this day and age would not work in the slightest. Yeah. Anyway, the free flow on a coronavirus year, which is mad, wouldn't work. So let's talk about the maze, and let's get rid of the COVID stuff for now. Like a few people are saying, pretend there's no COVID and just enjoy the attraction.
No COVID. The announcement said it was free flow. It wasn't free flow. It was sparse on actors, sparse on any kind of story.
Sparse
on any kind of story. And we bunched up into a massive group of about 30 people halfway through for no reason, it would seem. We stood and queued for 5 minutes, and I don't understand how.
Yeah, I think that really did affect our experience there, and the fact that the second half of the experience was just a massive big conga line of 30-odd people, which isn't great. It is an outdoor attraction, so it's not like you're bunched up indoors with a bunch of people. And we kept our distance. The people behind us kept
a
rest.
Still, a conga line in any attraction, COVID aside.
It just didn't make sense. I don't understand what happened. It just seemed really weird.
It wasn't even like, sometimes when you get a conga line, you think, oh, okay, so there's a scene at the end that's causing a queue.
There wasn't any of that, so I don't understand how we stopped. There was one scare in there that I really did like. The end scene was like a girl was attached to the wall, attached to the roots, and she came alive. She was still alive while she was embedded in the roots. That was a cool little visual. I really did like that. Apart from that, I was just getting poked in the eye in the woods by
apart
a load
from
of
that,
branches.
The guy at the start before we went in the queue line and the girl at the end, apart from that, I just don't... Nothing else was memorable, and I know that probably sounds horrible to the actors that are working their asses off, but it was so dark, and I was so concerned about the trees in my eyes and things wrapping around my feet.
Yeah, I tripped over so many times nearly in there. It's so weird. It's such a shame. Like I say, this Thought Park Friday Nights this year is, I think, outside of the mazes, one of the best cheers.
Yeah, definitely.
It really is. It's fantastic. The atmosphere around park, like I say, it's not like the whole island's been taken over this year. I'm still hearing random Amity music in the middle of Amity Cove. But you go into little areas of the park, and like I said, it's like pockets of terror, which are really...
Pockets of terror.
You'll go into one section, something's happening, you go into another section, and it is like stories are playing out, and throughout the day and the night, you'll hear new things, see new things, you'll see a fire show, you'll see a dance troupe, you'll see some scares. But I think that we would have preferred this event without the two mazes, basically, that everything else has been top-notch. Two mazes, unfortunately. Like I say, we'll always be honest.
We had to give them a go, but part of me now doing them is,
well, we've
like,
just spent £40 on those.
Yeah, makes me wish we hadn't.
Yeah, definitely.
But I would happily pay that money for everything else. Like, if that was an upcharge for the festival...
I'd probably take my money.
I would be well happy with what we spent, but the fact that it was £10 for Platform 15 and £10 for Roots of Evil each, it makes me feel it's not value for money.
Yeah.
But if they'd have combined it and said £20 for your festival event and that all includes everything...
Potentially, yeah.
Then
yeah.
I'd probably be a bit...
Yeah, definitely. That's it, really. Like I say, we need to be honest, we need to be fair. And again, fair play to Thought Park for putting on this event. It's a difficult year, it really, really is. So many things need to be thought about with COVID. And I know they've got a really hard-working team. Even all the scare zones, they've got benches that are socially distanced, they've got floor markers to try and keep people apart. They're doing their best.
They're doing everything so well. Just not their scare mazes.
Yeah, just the maze. The two mazes were a bit of a letdown. But it's okay because the rest of the park is awesome. Like I say, the festival looking great. The Greek Freak scare zone is such one of my favourite scare zones I've ever been in.
Really, yeah, definitely.
Really good. We're going to go and check out a few more now. It's really nice and dark, and finish up in the scare zones, and then we'll wrap up this on location review episode of Scare Track.
Nice.
Thanks.
I guess.
Myself.
I don't like to be rude, but maybe if you took the hat off, take the hat off.
It's got your hair's gone a little bit crazy.
Has it gone mad?
What color hair is that?
Has it gone mad?
It's a mixture of orange and black, half and half.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, I've been telling her that for weeks. I don't know. I mean, I think it looks nice.
Yes, thank you.
You think it looks nice?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to go now because I can't hang out with dorks, okay? Maybe go and speak to my friend over there. You'll fit
like
in
it.
Better there.
Okay. Wow. The cheerleader called us a dork.
Shouldn't like my hair, just like your dad.
My dad doesn't like your hair either. I think she's just jealous of your hair. Do you think?
No. I just think she didn't like it.
Kill a werewolf.
I killed a werewolf.
I like it, man.
Killed
a werewolf.
Yeah, this is the tail.
That's the tail.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Check it around. Joking.
Yeah, exactly.
Did it have fleas?
Yeah, no, I've got a defleas.
You disinfected it.
Yeah. COVID and all that. You gotta be careful.
You wanna watch us dance?
I'll watch you dance, yeah.
You watched us before?
No, this is our first time. Yeah.
Have you met the Lycans?
Yeah, we have.
A bit of more dorky, right? Not as cool as us, man.
You're the cool one.
You team Amity High.
Am I what?
You're team Amity High, right?
Yeah, team Amity High.
Can you do the Amity High logo? Can you try? Higher, man! Come on! Say Amity High!
Amity High!
Louder, man!
Amity High!
Clapping the door. Well, everyone's calling us dorks tonight.
You're not a dork. Oh my god, look at the door. You don't want to dance on there, right?
Yeah, we'll start. We'll stay on this stuff.
Stop!
You have to dance on it.
Okay, so we're going to stick around for the show here at Amity High. We've got a little yellow dot to be nice and COVID secure. But Hannah, they're all calling you dorks. Are you a dork?
No!
You're not giving me a good argument.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, fair enough. All right. So, Amity High School sucks. Let's watch some dancing. We'll pull out in our scare cam video as well. So we have done the both upcharge scare mazes. We've checked out the Fierce Ball area. And the loud man on the Dodgers. We've also checked out Creek Freak as well, the scare zone, favourite scare zone of the night, I think. And then obviously the two high schools are battling it out. We are actually just at Amity High, where there was the show, and it was a proper full-on dance troupe, wasn't it, Hannah?
It was fully choreographed.
Yeah, really cool. It was really cool. So Lykenthorpe came over. Am I saying that right? I think I'm saying that right. Yeah. They came over. There was a battle, and it was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
They came over to battle, and instead of battling, they all danced in unison.
Oh, they did some amazing unison dancing. But it was good. I liked it. It was cool. Added a different dynamic. I just said on Scarecam there are loads of clips of that dance on Scarecam. If you go and check it out at the link below. It's a very different vibe this year. Obviously, we've got to be different because it's a COVID year, very strange. But rather than it being like, they're always focuses on this island being the island of fear or the home of fear. This year, it's just the home of some cool, you know, spooks, some scares, some dancing, some Halloween entertainment, isn't it really, Hannah?
Yeah, definitely. It's really been entertaining throughout the park.
Right, I think there's only two things we haven't seen now. We're going back over to the Swarm Island. We had a ride earlier because I'm now on the dispatch. It's my voice on the dispatch. So excited. Check it out.
What did you say?
What did I say? They've got you. You can't escape. Heads back. You must escape the Swarm Invasion.
Ooh.
There we go. Thank Nick Hudson for inviting me on to do that audio for you. And the Fright Nights audio. Always awesome, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely loved it. I love how there's been like a little takeover of audio this year, quite similar to the Oktoberfest audio.
I agree.
Thanks, Nick Hudson.
Yeah, very good. We have a lot to thank Nick Hudson for when it comes to music. Lots of places don't realise just how important music is, but I think Thorpe Park really, really do. The Crows are another roaming group, but we've not seen them all night, unfortunately. We haven't seen any of the Crows. I think it's... Where are they? No one knows. We've just seen them. We just found them. We see a crow. I tell you what, I'm going to film some crows. Check them out on Scarecam, and then we'll let you know what we think of the Swarm Invasion. Yeah, so there we go. We got to see the crows. I don't think they have a definite place on where they stay. They just sort of roam the park throughout the night. Now heading into Swarm Invasion. And this area has been crying out for a scare maze, for a scare zone for years, hasn't it?
We've said it ever since it opened, yeah. So I'm really excited to go in.
Yeah, definitely. This area in itself as a theme park, one of the best themed areas of any UK theme park, of any theme park, just a fantastically themed area. The Swarm, a B&M wing coaster, been 2012 now, it's 8 years old, and we bloody love it.
Tainted, they are telling you lies. Proceed to processing. The Swarm welcomes you. We are all bred to feed the Swarm.
And there we go, we had a little snippet there of the Swarm Invasion. I'm not sure what's advertised, but I think it might be 8:30 when scare zones will start dying down, closing. Obviously with the new curfews, they need to get everyone out of the park by 10 o'clock. Which means rides at queue times have to close a little bit later, earlier, sorry. What a tune, you me at 6.
This is the end of it all.
I don't know the words exactly, but it was good. I used to love this song. I had it on my phone as a ringtone. Right, we are going to end our night by having a nighttime ride on the Swarm, and then we'll let you know how we feel about this whole event overall. We've had a fantastic day and night, haven't we?
I really enjoyed myself today.
Definitely.
Really enjoyed myself.
Absolutely. The best visit to Fright Nights you've had in a long time, isn't it?
Definitely. Absolutely. That's the best way I can sum it up is this is the best year for me personally. I'd say in about 4 years.
Yeah, definitely. Right. And it's weird because we didn't actually have the best run in the mazes. It's just the overall atmosphere of park. Right. As you can hear on that break run, the Swarm is calling our name.
Let's get on it, and we'll give you a full in-depth review as we get on.
You're listening to Skate.
Okay then, folks, so we are now back home after driving the nice 3-hour journey back from Thorpe Park Resort. Just to give a bit of a roundup, a complete finished off review, really. First of all, I'd say that I've had a fantastic day and night. Have you, Hannah?
I've had a really, really good time. I don't want to say it exceeded my expectations, because that's the wrong thing to say, but I went in not expecting to have as much fun as I did.
Yeah. I mean, obviously this year is very different. We've said it before, I say it a million times. But this year is a different type of Thorpe Park, purely because of COVID. It's affected us in the world and whatnot. So it was very different. They normally have sort of 5 or 6 mazes that are all free to go through as many times as you want. This year, very different, just two mazes, both upcharged. Now, obviously it's an upcharge one. People need money. It's been a difficult year, but also I do think now that will change Fright Nights forever. I think mazes will be paid at all times. I might be wrong.
They are at other places. It's to be expected.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I've been funny. Terror of the Towers at Orton Towers used to be free for years and years and years. 1 year it was a paid maze, and now there's not a free one at all. So it's just the way it goes. No worries. We understand it has to be like that for capacity reasons as well. Help with social distancing. What I will say is that for the most part, the whole park was great with social distancing. Floor markers, signage, hand sanitizer, yada, yada, yada. Let's get the bad out of the way first so we can focus on the good. We have mentioned it already. The two mazes, they didn't just really hit it for us, did they?
For me, if we hadn't have done them, I would have probably had a better day.
Yeah. It's a shame as well. Obviously, the main feature of what we do is a scare maze podcast. We are a scare attraction podcast. However, with this season, with Thorpe, the way it runs, the way it is, I think they've, you know, high management have given a team an impossible task, I think. They've most definitely, with Roots of Evil, said, we want you to make an attraction and not spend any money.
Yeah, that's definitely.
That's definitely what they've done, and you can tell. There's a couple of cool bits in there. I like the ending with the girl attached to the wall was quite cool.
I mean, there was some good lighting, and there was, the actors were really trying, but I spent the whole time just trying to get twigs out my face.
Yeah, way too twiggy.
I just felt like I was actually walking through woods, which is fine, but not when you're queuing, because we ended up queuing.
Yeah, there was quite a backlog. Yeah, it was all a little bit awkward. So it just didn't quite hit it for us. Yeah. Obviously, it's fair enough that they're doing outdoor-style attractions. In fairness, Thorpe Park have gone quite outdoor-heavy the last few years anyway. Not for the better, in my opinion. A few years ago, 2018, the year of Vulcan Peak, that year there's most of their attractions were outdoors, and a lot of people, I think, agreed with this in the fact that it wasn't their greatest year, and they changed things up for last year. So, Roots of Evil, not great, unfortunately. We need to be honest. And
I didn't understand the story, I think.
I think it's because you couldn't hear what the actors were saying through their masks. Fair enough, they need to be masked, but they were really, really quiet.
Yeah, so I didn't really understand what was going on, or why we were in the woods, or why there were creatures in the woods. And so for me, it just felt like the confined section of Blair Witch.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It didn't quite make... It wasn't great. Anyway, also, it said it was a free flow attraction.
There was no free flow, none at all.
And then platform 15, like I say, we've already spoke about it. I think it is just a hard maze to scare in. The actors are working hard, but the worst part for me was the security guard. It literally slap bang within the middle of the maze. They could have stuck away somewhere. They could have gone.
Well, they were leaning against a hut that had curtains. Yeah, why didn't they just go in the hut? I understand security need to liaise with actors.
Of course.
The actor that they were liaising with was probably the superior actor of that scene, and the security needed to speak to him. I don't need to pay £10 to see that.
We also don't need to hear that they had an ESOP half hour ago and we wondered how it went. The fact that I heard that is a bit disappointing. Anyway, that's the bad out.
Do it out back.
go away, get in the wings. That is 20% bad. I'm going to say 80% bloody, bloody good. Not terrifying, not scary, but they have different levels of atmosphere and scares. I think they've done a really good job in giving people diversity. So I'm going to say this year, the fierce of all of Fright Nights is diversity. You've got the crows, which are just creepy buggers who will just pop up randomly. You know, they don't have their own zone or whatnot. They just give it
a... I saw, like, crosses that I think that they should be on.
No, I think they are roamers. Because any of the signs, it didn't say where they were, did it?
But surely scarecrows should be on scarecrow stands.
Good shout.
And there were scarecrow stands dotted around.
Yeah, but in three different areas of the park.
Yeah.
Hence the roamers.
Yeah, but I think that's why they have no area. Because they have three areas, but they could be in none of them. Or all of them.
But they were cool. They're really cool masks. There, they've gone to town with the masks there,
and
for sure.
It was just so simple. Like, one of them just stood and stared and like waved with their index finger, and it was creepy.
It was really creepy. They were really good. Let's talk about the high end scares, which was Creek Freak Unleashed, which just really, really worked. It was in the old town area. They'd spruced it up a little bit with some theming, anyway. The awesome music from Serena Cherry was blaring as well, and just worked, didn't it? I really enjoyed that more so than the actual maze last year. I thought it was great.
I really enjoyed it. It was full of actors and full of chainsaws.
Yeah, and they're really in your face. They're interactive, and
in your face, but not in your face.
Yeah, 2 meter distance in your face. Yeah, meter plus distance in your face. Really enjoyable. Really, really good. We did it 3 times today. The way they use those axes and those chainsaws, really in your face. Definitely check out the scare cam to see some visuals of that, but really, really enjoyed that.
It's the first time that this year a chainsaw has had me running, because all of the mazes, I've seen a chainsaw and been like, well, you're behind a wall, or you're behind a barrier, like, I'm safe.
Yeah.
So this is the first time, because we all know that I hate chainsaws. This is the first time the chainsaws have put
out
me on edge.
Open, yeah, they're really good, really good. I'll say that all round, even in the mazes that we didn't have a good run in, it wasn't through lack of actors trying. They're trying hard in those attractions. Overall, I'd say the team at Thorpe Park this year have nailed it. They've done really good. Some fantastic actors working their arses off.
Yeah.
They're halfway through the run now. It's not easy. It's tough. They had a bad weekend last weekend that we all know. So let's move on to the Swarm Invasion. We only really saw a little bit of that towards the end of the night. I think they were wrapping things up earlier due to, obviously, we now all have a new bedtime of 10 o'clock. Thanks, Boris. But it was cool. It made sense. It was a simpler attraction, but it worked. In fairness, the whole area of Swarm Island just lends itself to an attraction, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's just so beautiful anyway that it doesn't really need much. I liked how they had, like, not army guys, but there was guys that were in...
in sort of army stuff, but like black army, like black
in
ops.
Armor.
Yeah, black ops
that,
sort of guys.
That were like encouraging us to use
join
technology
the
and join the Swarm.
Yeah,
and
which
then
is
you
cool.
had people being like, no, that's how they get
the tin hat foil people. Don't know. Your phone is how they track you, which is pretty, you know, pretty for right now. So yeah, it was cool. It worked. It was simple but effective. And yeah, those army guys, I like the fact that they had little voice changes and whatnot. That worked really well. And they were playing the You Me at Six song that came out 2012 when the song came out. They don't often play that in that area now, I don't think. So they were playing that a lot more, blaring it out. Loved it. They're more dance mobs. They're less scare zones, even more interactive zones, I'd say. You got Amity High and
Lycanthorpe.
Thank you, Hannah. It's because you know what a werewolf's really called. Lycanthorpe. Yeah. I love that. That was cool. Not scary. I'm a bit more of a sucker of a dance troupe. Hannah's not so much, but they were all very talented actors.
Oh, God, yeah. And the dancing, I
insane.
Couldn't do that.
Oh,
it was really good. And choreographed so well.
And the fact that they had their own little sections, both sides of, total different sides of the park, but then they would meet up with each other. Like, they're like, we're going to go get the Amity High bastards. They didn't call them bastards. They didn't call them bastards. But we're going to go get him. And then they did a whole dance-off thing. And although they danced in unison through most of it, it looked awesome. It did work well.
It just seems strange that their arch nemesis is yet have the
same choreographer. But all jokes aside, really good, really enjoyable. Like some great music. They all have the spirit fingers, guy. It worked well. Really good. Really enjoyed it. Actors really interactive as well. They got into their role. Like the cheerleaders were, you know, bitchy cheerleaders. The geeks were geeks or dorks, as they call them. Very Americanized and very gives a different style atmosphere to Fright Nights, I think. Like I say, Fright Nights, they've tried to call themselves the home of fear the last few years because they've been solely on we are going to scare the hell out of you. Whether they have or not is up to your own subjective views and conclusions. Us here at Scare Track, unfortunately, the last 2 years, we're going to be honest, we haven't hit it. We haven't had it. This year, very different style of event. Mm. They've been forced into that because of COVID, and I think they've developed something fantastic that I hope we get bits of when, in touch wood, we're in a normal 2021. I hope they take elements of this festival and put that into a newer Fright Night, sort of a mixture of mazes and zones. Because they don't really do scare zones as such at Fright Nights, do they?
They do now. Which leads us on to our final scare zone.
Which is the one that we started off this morning, the Festival Arena. And again, I'm pretty certain that all that stuff was done by our proud sponsors, UVE, with the fire show and whatnot. Really enjoyed it, really good. Again, it's not terrifying. There'll be some actors that scare you, make people jump, which is exactly what a scare zone basically is. But I loved how theatrical all that was.
And it's like a continuous story that was being told throughout the day through different actors from different points.
Three different stages.
I really liked that.
Yeah, really good. I like the fact that they didn't just go with a... I was getting thoughts that it was going to be like a clown sort of idea, a bit like Big Top Showtime, which was really cool. I really enjoyed it. But I like the fact that it was more these sort of travelling carnies that were pretty deranged, pretty weird, pretty different. Like, there's one that loves setting fire to things, a bearded lady, but it was all very black and white-esque, and it was different. It was very good, and the people who were in literally just full white suits, as if they were, like, burned victims. I wouldn't call them that. I don't think Thorpe are going to call them that, but that's what it reminded me of, you know. Really cool, really enjoyed that. We liked going back there throughout the day. The only thing I'd say is I think the fire show could be longer. It's sort of like once it starts, it finishes. But hey, that's just the way it is. That's how long Thorpe Park won it on for. And in fairness, when there's a place like Thorpe Park that has multiple rides, multiple scare zones, multiple mazes, you'd probably find that people would start leaving after that amount of time anyway, because they're like, I want to get to Nemesis, so I want to get to this. So it was probably for them, their clientele, it probably worked perfectly. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. It was a great night. Fair play to the scare zones. Hope we see more scare zones next year. Obviously, with the introduction to mazes again. Hopefully, it's a non-COVID year. Hopefully, we have some indoor stuff, because I do like a good indoor maze. I do think that Thorpe, obviously, last year and the year before, through their own choices, went too outsidey. But then, I'm hoping that next year, back to normal, and they take elements of this festival Fright Nights. So overall, a fantastic night, and that also brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. A huge thank you for listening. Huge thank you to Thorpe Park for putting on an event during these crazy, difficult, tough, hard times. And thank you, like I say, for listening. You can check us out over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. If you're not listening to this podcast there, you can listen to it there, or you can check out our scare cam there. You can check out our merchandise. We've got our new face masks for sale. Of course, we're on all the platforms of social media. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. It's awesome to interact with you guys on there. Let us know if you go to any attractions, if you loved them, if you hate them. Let us know. It's always good to chat to you guys about it. And we saw a few of you at Thorpe Park today. It was great to say hello to you. And other parks we've been to, always say hello. We'll remain socially distanced wearing our masks, of course, but we really do love interacting with you guys. So you guys are the reason why we do this podcast, and while we'll continue to do it, and while we also continue to be completely honest when it comes to our reviews. Like I said earlier in this episode, check out the Scare Cam. Lots of awesome visuals of tonight. Scare Cam is literally just a rough cut edit of a few visuals of the atmosphere in snippets. The park. Just a few snippets. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.